From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. NATO foreign ministers are holding year-end talks in Brussels. This week's NATO meeting comes just days after the European Union unveiled a plan for defense funding and research. A major item of discussion in this week's meeting is expected to be U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's approach to NATO. Trump's conflicting remarks about the Atlantic Alliance have fed European concerns, but they don't seem to bother NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I am absolutely confident that the United States will maintain its strong commitment to NATO, to the transatlantic bond, and to the security guarantees for Europe.
Jens Stoltenberg. The European Union's chief negotiator for Britain's exit from the bloc says an agreement must be in place by October 2018. Michel Barnier issued the timetable Tuesday in Brussels. He warned that Britain could not just cherry-pick what it likes about the European Union. Barnier laid out four conditions for a final agreement, including acceptance of the EU single economic market and its four freedoms, among them freedom of movement among all peoples. German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to ban the full-face veil worn by some Muslim women as a way to stop what she called parallel societies from developing in Germany. Ms. Merkel had just been re-elected Tuesday as chairwoman of her Christian Democratic Union Party when she said the burqa should be forbidden wherever legally possible. The Syrian government says it will reject any ceasefire agreement that allows rebels to stay in eastern Syria. The Syrian Foreign Ministry argues that such an agreement would just allow the rebels to regroup and carry on the battle. This is VOA News.